I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Obama is acknowledging the scope of the persecution of Christians, but it's not quite going far enough. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says last summer, the president signed a bill creating a special envoy for religious freedom in the Near East and Southeast Asia. But the position has remained vacant. Open Doors launched a petition drive asking Obama to appoint an envoy.
When we equip Christians by protecting them, we're allowing them to stay in these hostile areas. And as a result, we're seeing the gospel grow and thrive.
Next, a ministry in South Asia is closing 20 of its children's centers as risk runs high in Nepal. Danny Punos of Gospel for Asia.
The Bridge of Hope centers have to be closed for some time, and then we'll reopen as soon as things are able to be run without any fear of any aftershocks or things falling down on the kids. You know, our first concern is to make sure the kids are okay.
GFA has been on the ground since day one, meeting immediate needs and looking for ways to help long term. There are a couple of things that you can do, too. Pray, support GFA's efforts financially through a link at our website, and don't let your friends forget about Nepal. Monica and Francisco became foster parents almost by accident. The couple learned of a Buckner International program starting in Guatemala at a meeting, and they left their information with a worker. They didn't get their hopes up, but soon were asked to foster a 5-month-old girl. They saw it as an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Christ and took the girl in. Are you opening to parenting possibilities? Well, click on the Buckner link at missionnews.org to learn more about fostering. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has 4 big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are and help you tackle them. Get your copy of the new white paper explaining these 4 trends and what you can do about them. Follow the Haggai link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.